Today, a study in the British medical journal The Lancet tells us that climate change poses a potentially catastrophic risk to human health. Anthony Costello co-wrote the study. He directs the Institute of Global Health at University College London.
Well, climate change is happening here and now. We know that carbon pollution rates are putting us on a forecast now for a 4-degree warming world this century. And that will carry with it unacceptably high and potentially catastrophic risk to human health. The reasons for that are heat waves, epidemics, food and water insecurity, storms, sea level rise, and perhaps most significant, population migration on a large scale from increasingly uninhabitable areas, and perhaps even conflict. Now, if you take heat waves, we've seen in the last month, thousands of people have died in heat waves in India, this week in Pakistan. The recorded numbers are in the low thousands, but when they do the correct assessment, it may be that that number goes up very dramatically, as it did in Russia in 2010 and in Europe in 2003. Our projections in our report suggest that if we don't control our carbon emissions and carbon pollution and we head up towards 4 degrees, that there will be a 12-fold increase in exposure of vulnerable people to heat waves. And that's just one aspect of the problem of heat, because it will affect food production very dramatically as well.
So a drop in crop production, that would be one of those dynamics that would have another effect on human health. But specifically, directly affecting human health, what kind of effects are we talking about? Like asthma would probably be one of them, but could we be talking about heart disease
itself,
as well?
Heat itself damages health, as we know from construction workers in the Middle East. And we're seeing in the heat waves currently in South Asia. Epidemics of infectious diseases are very difficult to predict, particularly if we lose species. Ecologists know about the dilution effect, which means the more species around you, the less likely you have of an epidemic. So if you thin out your species, it may well be that new and emerging infections can come on board. There could be interactions with climate that are very difficult to predict. We know dengue fever, we know malaria, we know blue tongue virus in animals are all sensitive to climate change.
I mean, your report is basically showing that the whole system of humans, climate, disease, animals, crops, it's all interconnected. We've known this, but what do you think has changed so that we can now say this is a public health emergency?
Well, I think there's a growing awareness. I mean, in the health community and in people who've studied this, there have been deep concerns for the past 20 years, but it hasn't really reached the public consciousness. But I think increasingly it is doing so. This year is the year of the Sustainable Development Goals, and the world is coming together in Paris in December to come up with a revision of all the climate and fossil fuel emission targets. And I think there's a growing recognition that these problems go way beyond simply warmer weekends and losing a few polar bears.
Well, as I said earlier, this is an alarming report, Professor Costello. Is there any good news here?
There is good news. What we're saying is that tackling climate change could be the greatest global health opportunity of the 21st century.
Explain
because
that.
Virtually everything that you want to do to reduce carbon pollution will have health benefits. So getting people to exercise more, to walk, to cycle to work, to cut air pollution, to have cleaner air to breathe, and to eat healthier, sustainable, locally sourced diet will actually be good for climate change. And I think we have to take that view of the world to people out there to persuade them that this is a good way to go.
Professor Anthony Costello, a co-author of the Lancet study that suggests climate change poses a potentially catastrophic risk to human health. Appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.